From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, January 18th, 2011. Each week, this podcast looks at news and trends related to all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
And this is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Hyderabad, India.
This week, we ask if location information is all it's cracked up to be. Do those who share it and those who collect it get a great return on investment? Maybe not. A UK study found that only 8% of shoppers want offers on their mobile phones when they're in the supermarket. In addition, a trend toward locationless check-in is growing. Maybe geography doesn't matter as much as we think. We'll explore this idea in our podcast today. So there were two related, well, maybe not related, news stories that I related that got me thinking about this idea of the value of location and the mobile device. And that's sort of been the thing every year for the past four or five. It's going to be the year of location-based services, right? And these two articles suggested, well, maybe not. The first article related a research study called the Evolution Insights Data Shopper Marketing 2010 Survey. And what they did was they looked at 1,546 grocery shoppers and surveyed them. And the results were interesting. Only 8% of them said they actually preferred to receive offers on their mobile phones when they're in the supermarket. Now, what do they want instead? Well, 51% said they did want the coupons, but they wanted them ahead of time. That is, when they weren't at the supermarket, when maybe they were somewhere else, maybe they were at home. And that's sort of interesting because we've always had this idea that just because you're at a location, you want more information, you want offers, you want data. And this is saying most people don't seem to want that at all. Now, the other interesting trend, which has actually been around for a year or more, but it's starting to pick up steam, and there were some articles about it this week, relates to what I like to refer to as non-location-based check-ins. And that is, instead of checking in that you're at a location, a bar or a gym or something, you instead check in with what some people refer to as an entertainment kind of check-in. So you check in that you're watching a TV show, or you check in that you're reading a book, and the location isn't important. And that's kind of an interesting one. There are actually three companies that are sort of leading the charge in that space. One is called GetGlue. And that one you can check in with books or wines or topics or celebrities or video games. And then there are two others that are more focused on television, one called Philo and one called Miso. Let me just quote from Mashable. This is an article from last year, actually. In practice, this alternative check-in behavior is one that is more cultural and familiar than anything the location check-in offers. In fact, it emulates the way we experience entertainment in our everyday lives. The desire to share is unchanging. It's how we share that will continue to evolve with the help of social media and entertainment check-in services. And I think that's very insightful. The article goes on to note that a Nielsen study suggests that 3 out of 4 Americans use the web and watch TV at the same time. Now, I'm going to raise my hand. I do that. Joe, do you do that?
Yeah, a bit. Maybe, again, partial to my demographic. I'm not always doing that, but I have done it.
But you have done it. Okay. Okay, so let's use that as a starting point to look at these two kinds of trends. And let me ask you, what was your response to these two sort of sets of ideas?
The grocery shopper market research study I thought was interesting, and my take here is that this is a snapshot in time right now in terms of it's a low percentage of shoppers that really, you know, would prefer to get something on their mobile device while they're in the supermarket. We really are at an evolutionary stage with mobile shopping, mobile-based advertising, location-based advertising. So I don't put a lot of stock in the numbers because this will change over time. I think our habits today and historically is, yes, you prepared when you go to the store to make a list, cut out coupons if you're of that type, and then you go to the store and you do your shopping. I think in the future that will change. I think as we maybe get more of these check-in type services, we build up a frequent buyer program profile. I think we'll understand better about the demographics and psychographics. And in fact, that's what I got out of this whole, and what I'll talk about more out of this whole conversation is what a rich set of numbers we're eventually going to collect and are already are collecting, whether it's by Facebook or Foursquare or whatever. So I just think, just to stop right there, that we're really early in the process.
Well, and I think you hit the nail on the head that all of this technology is sort of happening, and it has to be, if you like, overlain on top of customary human behavior in the geography in question. And I think you're absolutely right. The way we do grocery shopping, maybe, I'm going to speak for myself, isn't that different than the way my mom did grocery shopping. You make a list, you collect the coupons, you look at the ads, and you sort of plan ahead, and then you, in my mom's case, you drive to the store and you buy food for a family of four. In my case, you walk to the store and buy food for your smaller household. What we're going to need to have change, I think, is that whole idea of shopping behavior, or in this very specific case, grocery shopping behavior. Somehow the folks who are offering up these kinds of things are going to have to help us change our behavior of how we do these things in order to take advantage of these mobile offers.
Yeah, that's right. And just to pick up on what is happening with GetGlue and Miso about the cultural check-ins, really this is, to me, parallel to the growth of texting in general and SMS, right? Everybody really is into texting these days. It's communication one-on-one, and the only thing that Miso or GetGlue is doing is kind of expanding that concept. It's texting or social networking about a certain like or dislike, and that's really all it is. The interesting thing is that there's a gaming aspect or a reward system about it, and that does encourage participation. But what I think is possible is that the non-location-based check-in turns into location-based, okay? Let's take, for example, the obvious phenomenal success of a TV series like Star Trek that now continues to this day with meetups and exhibitions for Trekkies. Now, couldn't you just envision that check-ins like Miso promote this kind of success and maybe a faux success, you know, like people are really trying to get it. People in the back room of TV programs are trying to promote the success more than it really is. But it with the right amount of marketing, it may turn into something bigger than it really should be. And maybe there's a location aspect to that.
Okay, so I'm going to push you on that. So what is location aspect of that?
What I think could be is that, again, I use the example of Star Trek, which turned into these conventions or exhibitions for Trekkies. Why not have viewing parties, for example, just as a start? And if something became wildly successful, this could lead to, say, well, come to Cincinnati for this Trekkie show, or, you know, come to New York. You know what I mean? That's what I could envision.
Okay. Okay, and let me just point out they're not called Trekkies, they're called Trekkers.
Sorry.
Just going to throw out my geekiness there.
okay.
Yeah, well, and I think it's a very interesting thing, and I think you're right, that this is this idea of joining a social group where geography is not important because we all like to watch Mad Men or Weeds or whatever. And the shows that are actually participating in location-based things with Foursquare and Gowalla tend to be not quite so mainstream, which is interesting. And certainly at one time, Star Trek was not so mainstream. Right. So that's an observation. Now, let me dig into this location-based and non-location-based connection. And this really was driven home to me this week because of a response that I had to another podcast. And it's not a geospatial podcast, it's a running podcast. And it's called Fidipidations, and the guy who puts it out calls himself Steve Runner. His name is actually Steve Walker. Isn't that funny? And he's actually out in western Massachusetts. And he did a podcast toward the end of the year about how he had gathered together with some of his online running friends from all over. I think one of them was actually from out of the U.S., and they all got together in Florida and did this little run, a 50-mile run in little pieces, and they had this amazing time, and they met each other. Many of them had met for the first time, although they had been in contact online for some time. And he went on about how wonderful it was, and they were chatting, and they had this new sense of friendship and everything. And I had to say, listening to him, all I could think of was, wow, that was an awful lot of work you went through to gather these people together who you're only going to see not very often because they're far away, that I get all the time by hanging out with my friends in my running club right here in my city. And I basically wrote an email saying that. And I began to really think about the value of having those long-distance connections, which are, there is absolutely value, but there's also a different kind of value from having those that are close by. And I think we sort of need to balance those kinds of things. And this is a very similar discussion that we're having here, where you're checking into, say, a book. And you may have people who want to communicate about the book and about the author and about the topic of the book from all over everywhere. But when it comes down to hanging out at the local coffee shop, then geography matters. But for an awful lot of these kinds of conversations, geography really doesn't matter.
But I think you really just validated what I was saying, that this individual had a network of people that he connected with. What happened was he arrived at the point where, hey, I really want to get together at this location. And that's what it led to. It may not have started out as anything more than a cultural check-in or cultural communications, but hey, let's all gather around at this one location and maybe see what other friends are around. You know, that's the way I took away from your story.
Right, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that, and I think that's, I can absolutely see how that's fun, and it's fun to get together with different people than the people that you see day in, day out. Absolutely. Now, let's flip that around to the folks who are trying to make money. What are the implications for those folks?
Well, as I said, I think that this eventually leads to location-based marketing. I think in terms of shopping, the development of buying preferences will eventually lead to location-based one-on-one marketing. And the profile that you've developed by checking in a frequent buyer program will get you to the store to do your shopping. And this micro-location-based concept of getting something as you enter the store is really just going to take off. Again, just think of what we know to be the case with impulse buying, right? I think I don't know what the percentage is, but I would guess that most people's shopping could be anywhere from 20 to 30% of that is related to impulse buying. And again, if you're going to get a little pop-up coupon as you're in the store, that's just furthering the trend.
Well, and the other thing that I think is very different about this non-location-based check-in is that if you're interested in Star Trek or you're interested in books by a certain author or a certain type of wine, you're going to check into those. That's very different than just anybody who happens to walk down to Davis Square here in Somerville. We know an awful lot more about the people who watch Star Trek and drink certain kinds of wine, I would offer, than we do about anybody who just happens to be at a certain geography. Fair?
Right, and I wouldn't disagree with that. My thought was that all of these services are linked in somehow to geography that may eventually lead some marketers to do target marketing to that individual that may want him to go walk down the street to this particular retailer to buy his wine. That's really all I'm saying. I think we're evolving to that link to location.
Right, and there's a certain time frame for that. That I'm checking into this wine, I'm thinking about wine, go walk down the store and walk down to the center of town and buy another bottle or the next one from that same vineyard or whatever. These other things are maybe a little less time sensitive and maybe even a little less geography sensitive, and how we manage that is interesting. The final point I want to bring up, though, really has to do with behavior. And this idea of checking into a book or a wine or a video game maybe is much more socially acceptable, let me throw that out, versus the current state of check-in where you walk into a restaurant and sit down with your companion and the first thing you do is whip out your cell phone to check in. And I've heard numerous anecdotal stories of, boy, as soon as the person who's into it flips out that phone to check in, the other person across the table rolls their eyes and is, you know, totally put off because they are being ignored.
Mm.
Whereas when you're in a more social situation where there's more than one person, it's less intimate. Maybe it's more passive, like watching television. Hey, you want to check in? No one's going to care. That's sort of more socially acceptable, I would suggest.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good point. And I just raised the issue again that if you're checking in to a TV show, it's really nothing more than trying to share your like or your dislike and maybe putting a brief comment about, you know, what the actor is doing at that time. It's kind of like texting socially, but not necessarily directing it to any one person.
Right, and I think it's very interesting that the term check-in, at least from our perspective, and again, we've got our GIS location hats on, seem to originate with this idea of it being a location phenomenon, when in fact it may be actually more important and more broadly used without location.
Right, and probably Foursquare and Gowalla, you know, promoted that term more than anyone.
Right, and we'll have to see how it evolves. That's all the time we have for today.
We at Directions would like to remind you of a couple of upcoming webinars that will occur on February 1st. That's our next Directions Media On Point with Jeff Jonas from IBM. Also, one of our upcoming webinars will be held on January 20th. That's sponsored by Oracle. The topic is Maps, BI, and Network Management. And then on Thursday, January 27th, our webinar entitled Police Departments Reduce Crime with Spatial Analytics is sponsored by IBM. You can register for free for any one of these webinars at directionsmag.com/webinars.
If you'd like to comment on today's podcast, you can reach us at editors@directionsmag.com, or you can leave a comment where this podcast is hosted at Directions Magazine. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.